FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. School is back in session across Maryland, but top state officials appear set to make a major announcement tomorrow that will affect every public school in the state.
Everybody in Maryland should start school after Labor Day.
Maryland Comptroller Peter Franchot has long supported starting school after Labor Day, telling WMAL's Drive at 5 last year.
I say let summer be summer.
Franchot and Maryland Governor Larry Hogan expected to make their case tomorrow in Ocean City. But Christopher Lloyd, head of the Montgomery County Education Association, argues,
I'm far more interested in the education of children and the amount of time that we have to teach children prior to all of the high-stakes tests that occur.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
One of Donald Trump's top African-American surrogates, Pastor Mark Burns, has apologized for tweeting out a cartoon of Hillary Clinton in blackface that he says was aimed at making a point about her and the Democratic Party.
The tweet was not designed to anger or stir up the pot like it did. It was designed to bring how I feel a very real reality as to why the Democratic Party and how I view it and have interpreted have been pandering and using black people just for their votes.
Now, the Trump campaign also yesterday condemned a robocall from white supremacist and U.S. Senate candidate David Duke that encouraged his supporters to vote for Trump. There is new trouble in the Hillary Clinton campaign as well. Longtime Clinton advisor Huma Abedin and her husband are splitting up.
Abedin announcing her separation from disgraced former Congressman Anthony Weiner after the New York Post published suggestive pictures he allegedly sent to another woman with his child lying next to him. Something people close to the family tell CNN left Abedin furious and sickened. Trump using the opportunity to slam Clinton's, quote, bad judgment.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. New numbers are showing Maryland Republicans have raised a lot more money since GOP Governor Larry Hogan took office. But are they making any inroads in some deep blue areas?
We're participating in elections that we really have never participated in before.
Maryland GOP Executive Director Joe Cluster says there could be a Republican on the Baltimore City Council for the first time in about 80 years. Now there's a term limits referendum in Montgomery County,
which will give Republicans a better opportunity.
You don't have any Republicans at all, and that didn't used to be the case.
Exhibit A, of course, is Connie Morella, the last Republican to represent Montgomery County in Congress.
I have found many people who would be good candidates who say, why do I want to run if I see the numbers as they are now?
She says, like the governor, candidates need a distinct plan and purpose. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal prosecutors say they need another few weeks to decide whether to keep pursuing corruption charges against former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell. The Supreme Court this summer overturned McDonald's conviction and sent the case back to the lower court for possible retrial. But in a court filing, prosecutors say the Justice Department is still deciding what to do next. Metro's SafeTrack program may force some changes this fall in the Marine Corps Marathon. Officials with the marathon plan an announcement tomorrow and possible changes in the course and timing of the marathon. A hurricane watch is in effect for the Big Island of Hawaii as Hurricane Madeline closes in. Forecasters say the storm should be near or over the Big Island by tomorrow. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,503, the NASDAQ at 52,32. Sports Thursday night's Redskins-Buccaneers game has been moved up to tomorrow night because of the impending severe weather in Florida. Baseball, the Nats beat the Phillies, the O's lose to the Blue Jays. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS. Or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Prophet, premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, southbound Interstate 95, crash south of Route 100. Crews tell me it's been moved to the shoulder, but I'm still looking at quite slow traffic as you come south before you even get to 195 and off of each direction of Route 100, merging into those backups. But again, crash reported now on the shoulder. 270 south through Urbana and down toward Hyattstown. Slow. We had an earlier crash near 109. Heavy again in Germantown and Rockville. Let's get you Virginia on 66, Manassas, Centerville, Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, seeing the brake lights, pretty normal backups. If you're heading toward 66 and you're trying to get into Gainesville, the crash is on 29 as you head out of New Baltimore, right near Vint Hill Road. That'll be before you get to Route 15. Watch for police direction. So again, that'll be 29 in the Buckland area. 95 with the volume through Stafford consisting. And again, Woodbridge into Newington. 395. Here we go through Landmark again at the 14th Street Bridge slow. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Some very nice weather on the way for the latter part of the work week. We will turn mostly sunny today, hit the low 90s. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91. Wednesday night, stray shower, thunderstorm. Some morning showers and storms Thursday, low 80s. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Stafford, 68 in Greenbelt, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by GarageDoorRepair.com. Europe socks Apple with a $14 billion tax bill. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
WMAL. It's 7:07. You're listening to WMAL, and we're glad you're getting your morning started the right way here. At 7:35, we're going to talk to Martha Bonetta. She's a farmer in Northern Virginia. She's racked up $2 million in fines, she says, just because she's farming. At 8:05, Christian Toto, film critic, will talk about the passing of Gene Wilder and his legacy. And then at 8:35, Larry Kudlow of CNBC. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Well, it's always a pleasure when we are joined by our former Redskin quarterback, football legend, Super Bowl champion, Joe Theismann. Joe, good morning to you. Very pleased to have you here. We're not going to talk about the Redskins, at least not initially. We wanted to talk about Colin Kaepernick and this controversy that has developed not standing during the national anthem. And I wanted to get your take on it. Now, you've been a quarterback in the NFL, and you know what a responsibility it is to be the quarterback and the leader of the team. What do you make of Colin Kaepernick's decision not to stand during the national anthem because he feels like the nation doesn't stand for racial justice?
Well, you know, this has created more of a firestorm than I think anybody ever anticipated. I don't agree with the fact that he didn't stand for the national anthem. I think that that flag, the national anthem, represents so much more of what the country is all about. And there's no question that there are issues in this country, and he cited a few of them. But it's all about respect. I mean, he's given the privilege to be able to do exactly what he is doing because of the people that have sacrificed and fought for our freedoms in this country. That's what the flag represents. That's what the national anthem represents. And to me, I don't agree with his stance. I just think that it's touching so many people, myself included, in a way that seems counter to his particular life. He makes $19 million. Why is he able to make $19 million? He talks about oppression of people of color. The president of the United States is African American. We've had two secretaries of state, Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice, of African-American descent. You've got probably the greatest single tennis player in the world, Serena Williams, is African-American. Tiger Woods, I mean, the list goes on and on and on in my mind of people who are not oppressed at all Now, we do have people in this country that have issues, but then, you know, what about women? What about the equality that's available to women?
Mm-hmm.
That's not there. I mean, there are a lot of problems, but to me, I just don't agree with what he's doing. Not at all. Not in the least.
May I just follow up? How much of a distraction is it to the team at a time when you're supposed to be focused on football?
You know, it's really about him and not the San Francisco 49ers. So we deal with distractions all the time, whether it's, you know, guys going through situations with divorces, whether it's injuries, whether it's the media. In this day and age, I think if you're a coach, you have to prepare yourself for the onslaught of social media questions. Because today, when something happens, it goes viral right away. I think that, you know, he's not going to be the starting quarterback of the football team. So he will be someone that for the next week or so, people are going to ask questions. He's going to continue his protest. And then people are going to not pay attention to it, to be honest with you. They're just going to say, okay, Colin's sitting down. Well, that's, you know, we've gone through the firestorm initially. It's his choice. Now, if other players decide to do it, which I think would be wrong also, then you will see more and more issues. But as far as the distraction goes, I just don't think it'll be that way for the 49ers. It's more of a pain in the neck for the players to answer questions.
Yeah.
Than it is a distraction when it comes to playing.
Our guest is Joe Theismann, of course, Redskins legend. And Joe, you played for Notre Dame back in 1969 and 1970, college ball, and then came into the pros in the early 70s. Now, those were pretty volatile times in America. There were a lot of protests going on, civil rights protests, Vietnam protests. Did anything like this pop up at that time? Did you have team rules at Notre Dame and in the NFL regarding, you know, individuals voicing their opinion in a way that distracts from the team?
No, we never crossed our minds. I mean, I've never been around a situation like that. I mean, yeah, the Vietnam War was protested, American flags were burnt. You know, there were shootings on campuses. Lots of different things happened socially. The difference really is where we are today and where it was back in the 70s and the 80s. You didn't have the social media that you have. You didn't have the instant access to information. And what drives so many things today is social media. I mean, it's a picture or a comment makes such a world of difference. I'll give you an example. I was watching the NCAA basketball championships a few years ago when the young player from Louisiana, Louisville, broke his leg.
Oh yeah,
Devin Ware.
Yeah.
So he breaks his leg, and I sent a tweet out. Just, you know, because I've been through
right.
it. You know, I've
yeah,
so
yeah. You're
through.
Familiar with the situation.
You've been there, done that, right?
So I don't have to go through mine. So anyway, I sent this tweet out saying, "I hope he's okay." CBS played it at halftime.
Yeah.
I wound up going to Los Angeles to do the doctor's show. You know, morning shows, national morning shows, all because of a simple comment on social media.
So it's the instantaneous nature of social media that amplifies this kind of thing. I mean, I guess I hear what you're saying, Joe, but, you know, listen, from Jim Brown to Muhammad Ali to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, it seems like the media really love when, or I shouldn't say love, but they love to draw attention to an athlete transcending their sport, using their sport fame to try to make some sort of social statement.
Well, it's not unusual. I mean, remember the basketball players with the T-shirts, Black
yeah.
Lives Matter?
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, you have that. You
but
know,
but as a sports fan, we just want to watch the game, you know?
I know, as a sports fan, we do, but now it's becoming very difficult. The line is skewed between sports fan and social involvement when you think about what an athlete wants to do. And, you know, I mean, people forget that athletes are people. And they have feelings. And here's one on the opposite side of Colin Kaepernick, is Carmelo Anthony. Now, he was in Baltimore during the protests. But listen, if you get a chance, listen to what he had to say about representing the United States in the Olympics.
Yep.
And how great it was. And how wonderful an opportunity it is. So you have two young men with very different views of what this country's all about. And like I said, Colin Kaepernick has to take a step back and look at where he is and what's transpired in this country. sure there, like I said, there's no question we have problems.
Mm.
But, you know, I think that, you know, you disrespect the flag. You disrespect those people that have fought. I mean, you know, there are so many different instances of parents
right.
Sending emails out and saying, you know, my son or my daughter doesn't have legs, and yet they struggle to stand when the national anthem is played.
Right.
It leaves a very bad taste in my mouth.
Yeah, for a lot of us.
Well, for a lot of us, you're absolutely right. Joe Theismann, it is such a pleasure to have you on the program. Please don't be a stranger.
Oh, by the way, the Redskin game has been moved.
Yeah.
To 8 o'clock tomorrow night.
Right.
That's what we heard because of the storm. That's right.
Right.
Okay.
And even though the luncheon will go on as planned, and we're dealing with a logistical nightmare, I guess you might
call
it.
I bet you are.
Yeah.
Real fast, Joe, over under 10 wins on the season.
Over.
There you go. We're here to hold you to it, Joe.
Over or at the number.
All right. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Joe. It is now 7:16 on WMAL. Let's get to our traffic and weather. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's been complicated this morning on Maryland 50. Delays now before you even get to the Beltway, and that continues jammed through Chevrolet. And that long-standing crash was only letting a shoulder get by. Everything over to the far right transition lane, but still, it'll be a while to recover. On Route 4, Pennsylvania Avenue, very slow to get you past Woodyard and Dower House Road, right in that stretch where the crash reported. Virginia, trying to get into Gainesville. If you're on 29, hampered with the crash, north on 29, right before you get to Vint Hill Road, watch for police direction in the Mount Vernon area on southbound Route 1, just past Buckman Road. That's where we had the incident. One lane will get you by. North on Route 1, Richmond Highway lanes are open. Over 270, it looks like lanes reopen southbound near 109, but quite slow. And then off and on, here we come, everyone. We're back at school. We're back on the roads. Germantown, Gaithersburg, Rockville, slow down to the Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking for a high today of 91, tonight 72, tomorrow 91, and a chance of rain on tomorrow night, Wednesday night, into Thursday morning. Thursday, we're looking for a high in the low 80s, as well as Friday in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
We told you yesterday about the Video Music Awards and how Beyonce just walked away with all the big awards, and she gave this performance of her song Formation, which you'll remember she debuted at the Super Bowl actually last year. And the theme of the song is about black people being killed by the police, and it was a very dramatic scene, and she had dancers standing in pools of light, and then they would one by one drop to the stage and the pool of light would turn red and bloody, and that was just celebrated by the entertainment world and pop culture. Rudy Giuliani, though, former mayor of New York City, he was having none of it.
I ran the largest and best police department in the world, the New York City Police Department, and I saved more black lives than any of those people you saw on stage by reducing crime. If you're going to do that, then you also should symbolize why the police officers are in those neighborhoods, and what are you going to do about that, and what are you doing about it?
I got to say, I like this Rudy Giuliani that we've seen over the last year, where he is willing to take on these issues face forward and take them head on and just tell it like it is, and to say, you know what, Beyonce, yeah, great, you sell a lot of records and you have your message.
Yeah.
I've saved more black lives than you'll ever see.
I love Rudy. He gives it to you straight from the shoulder. I always like politicians that'll do that.
Great way to do it too. And meanwhile, interesting story out of where did this happen? Is this Los Angeles for jury duty? No, in Colorado. Excuse me. Colorado. Hold on. I'll figure out where it is. But the important thing is. Is Taylor Swift got called in for jury duty? Jury duty. What would you do if Taylor Swift was on your jury? Sitting there, you're in legal trouble. You look over at your jury of your peers, and there's T-Swift.
And she might look at you and say, I knew you were trouble the moment you walked in.
Look how you did it.
That's what you did.
What you did there with that thing.
Yeah.
You were going to sing it, weren't you?
I was going to sing it, but I'm not. It's out of my... Trouble.
There it is.
Trouble.
According to this report in Jezebel, it looks like we grabbed this from, Taylor Swift this was in Nashville, Tennessee. And she was relieved, though, with her...
I guess that's where she's based now.
She has been relieved of her civic duty. The judge determined that she could not be an impartial juror for the case at hand. Why not? Why not? What a multi-platinum winning celebrity can't be an impartial
jury? Well, she said she couldn't be impartial, and therefore she was disqualified.
Yeah, I want to be able to work that out. You know, I need a couple best-selling albums, and then I don't have to do jury. I know I'm kidding. I love jury duty. Love it. Meanwhile, my favorite entertainment news story of the day.
Yeah, this is big. You are the dancing queen.
We now have some confirmation through Entertainment Tonight about multiple cast members in this season's Dancing with the Stars. And as we like to do here on Mornings on the Mall, Brian Wilson, the worlds of politics, news, and entertainment, and pop culture,
all collide,
and sports collide
right here.
Sometimes within the same hour, let alone the same segment.
Yeah, that's right.
That's exactly what's going to happen on Dancing with the Stars, as we have already told you. Ryan Lochte, of course, from the sports world, and a former Olympian, will be.
All right, so that's the sports,
there. Right? We got Brady Bunch star Maureen McCormick. That would be Marsha. Will be on stage
all right.
there, and then. The world of politics.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Texas Governor Rick Perry.
What?
Former presidential candidate and former longest serving governor of the state of Texas. Well, your Lone Star State,
what?
Brian.
Man, let me ask you a question.
Yes, sir.
If you're the former governor of Texas and you've run for president twice.
Yes.
And you find yourself on Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah.
Is that an attempt to revive your career, or is that a sign that your career is pretty much over and you've decided you're just going to go out and have some fun?
Well, you mean your political career?
Yeah.
I think he's not going to run for office again. I think that's pretty safe to say. I mean, two really miserable attempts to run for president.
Yep.
And where? What else is he going to run for? You know, senator? He doesn't want to be a senator from Texas. He doesn't want to be. Dude, there's too much work involved with that.
Much better to be the governor.
Also, rounding out the list from what we understand, Mary Lou Henner, Vanilla Ice.
There you go.
Yes, Vanilla Ice. And Rick Perry will be having a dance-off. That's what I want to see.
Yeah.
And
that's a pretty interesting lineup, actually. I might have to watch
this. Babyface Edmonds. Amber Rose. This could be very interesting. More of these stars will be revealed tonight. It says Tuesday. This morning. This morning. So if we get more information before the end of Mornings on the Mall, we'll
break in with an immediate
bulletin.
You know
we will. It's Dancing with the Stars.
It is 7:22.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience purchasing a car. When you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a bunch of hassle? But here's the thing about Ted Britt Automotive. They have this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on every new and pre-owned vehicle with less than 100,000 miles. So you got that going for you. You can rest assured that your car is taken care of once you drive it off the Ted Britt lot. But listen to this. The Ted Britt Labor Day blowout is going on right now. It's their biggest sale here, and you're going to be thrilled with the deals you're going to find. They've got over 1,200 vehicles in stock. We're talking a wide selection of Chevy, Ford, and Lincoln models. So get out there and take advantage of the Labor Day blowout sale. They've also got two Harley Davidson locations. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt. Find out what kind of great service you can get from them. Visit one of the 9 great locations or online at TedBritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You need a financial plan, and you know we've provided personal financial plans to thousands of people just like you. We normally charge $800 for a financial plan, but here's a way you can get yours for just $20 a month over 12 months. Just tune in to my new PBS television special on WETA and Maryland Public Television. My new special will show you how to manage your investments, get the most from Social Security, and help you choose the right beneficiaries. And you can get your personal financial plan from an Edelman financial planner when you make a pledge of just $240 or just $20 a month for 12 months to PBS. It's our gift to you for supporting your local PBS station. Go to rickedelman.com for details and airtimes. That's ricedelman.com. And thank you for supporting public television.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
It is 7:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 out of Gainesville, actually seeing delays mostly through Manassas as you head in through Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks, but lanes are open. In Manassas, the crash on Liberia Avenue northbound, heading toward 28. It's right near Euclid Avenue. Watch for police direction, so a little extra time, Liberia Avenue, that you're not used to. Same story if you're heading, say, out of Warrenton, New Baltimore area, crash northbound 29 as you come up the Vent Hill Road. It was the far right shoulder getting by, so into Gainesville, a little bit of a struggle on 29, extra time needed. Around the Beltway we go, from Tyson's off and on toward the American Legion Bridge, but just the volume, nothing reported along the way. Topside College Park to Silver Spring, back to the Wilson Bridge near Route 5. No problems on 270, but boy, we have hefty delays through Urbana, Clarksburg, and then most of the way down through to the Beltway. Crash on 95 Maryland, south of 100, to the shoulder. Update brought to you by American Red Cross. You know, your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to three people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross and help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking at mostly sunny skies on the way, a few early clouds, that'll be about it. We'll hit 91. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees at 727.
I'm your private dancer, a dancer for
Here's a talk about your entertainment news. Here's a little note for those young ladies who want to maybe go out for a special brunch on Sunday with the girls. D.C.'s brunch scene, according to the Washingtonian, has many things to offer, but until now, an all-male burlesque hasn't been one of them. But that's going to change because Saks, the gilded downtown cabaret owned by a group behind Law Society, plans to spice up Sunday afternoons with a cast of minimally clad male pole performers, aerialists, and dancers, all while you consume your, quote-unquote, bottomless mimosas.
So these are male strippers, is
yeah,
what
these
you're
are male strippers.
Me.
Lori, it's being all being produced by local choreographer Derek Brown.
Derek Brown.
Mm-hmm. Here's a quote from Derek Brown. You ready? You love this?
Yeah.
There's nowhere for you to go see a male show where women can cut loose, feel empowered, feel sexual, and be in a safe environment.
While eating brunch
and consuming bottomless mimosas.
Well, ladies, have a good time. Enjoy it. But just so you know, if they crank up the air conditioning a little too high in this place full of male strippers, it's 7:28.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Chris Plant here. Did you know in the last 3 years, more than 100 WMAL listeners have worked with Eric Stewart to sell their homes? That's a great testament. Sales are up and Eric's getting top dollar for homes just like yours. Call my friend Eric today for a free evaluation to see how much your home is worth. Call Eric at 800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstewartgroup.com. That's ericstewartgroup.com.
There's a farmer in Virginia who's racked up $2 million in fine. What is all about? You're going to be surprised. It's all coming up after the news, 7:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan is widely expected tomorrow to announce an executive order keeping Maryland public schools closed until after Labor Day from now on. Hogan is scheduled to appear alongside State Controller Peter Franchot at a news conference tomorrow. Franchot is a longtime proponent of delaying the start of school until after Labor Day. Accusations of racism as the Donald Trump campaign tries to distance itself from a white supremacist.
Donald Trump's campaign manager hitting back at Hillary Clinton's running mate for remarks he made last week, linking Trump to former Ku Klux Klan Grand Wizard David Duke.
Donald Trump is pushing their values, Ku Klux Klan values, David Duke values.
You stoop so low that you are making these allegations, and I think it's going to backfire.
But Duke, who's running for a Senate seat in Louisiana, is promoting Trump in robocalls for his Louisiana Senate campaign.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Arizona Senator John McCain's facing a formidable primary challenge today, and Donald Trump is going to be a factor in the election outcome.
A lot of those Donald Trump supporters in Arizona simply don't like John McCain because of his incumbency and because of his role in immigration. John McCain, like Marco Rubio, trying to cut a big immigration deal, and a lot of those folks do not like that in Arizona. But the real challenge for John McCain is in November against a well-funded Democratic candidate, Ann Kirkpatrick, because John McCain would not only need those Trump supporters to come to the polls, but also Hispanic voters in that state who have been turned off by Donald Trump.
Correspondent Manu Raju. Federal prosecutors want more time to decide whether they're going to retry former Virginia Governor Bob McDonald. They've asked for 3 more weeks to decide. They say in a court filing that Justice Department officials are still debating how to proceed from here. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,503, the NASDAQ at 5,232. Sports, the Nationals shut out the Phillies to widen their NL East lead to 9 games. The O's fall 4 games back in the AL East, losing to Toronto. And Thursday night's Redskins-Tampa Bay game has now been moved up to tomorrow night because of looming severe weather in Florida. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it. Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 10/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
Today, not only are you at risk of losing money on your bank deposits, but now the dollar itself is falling in value thanks to America's good-for-nothing Federal Reserve. Yes, Savage Nation, today we all face big government's secret war on cash, where you could be considered a criminal simply by withdrawing your own cash, savings, or retirement. You heard me right. Your own cash is the government's next target. Protect your economic freedom and privacy. You must read The Secret War from Swiss America, which offers banking and money safety tips that the government doesn't want you to know. Call 800-289-2646 right now. Protect yourself. 800-289-2646 right now. Or visit secretwaroncash.com. Don't let the government rob you blind. Call now, 800-289-2646. That's 800-289-2646. I, Michael Savage, say that now is the time to save your savings while you still can. Call 800-289-2646 right now. SecretWarOnCash.com.
Join me, Chris Plant, Thursday, September 22nd at the Media Research Center's annual gala featuring the hilarious Dishonors Awards. Visit mrc.org/gala. Enter the promo code Chris to get $100 off the ticket price. mrc.org/gala.
7:35 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
50 through Chevrolet. Boy, it's been a tough morning, but finally all lanes reopen. Long-standing crash in on 50 right as you would come up to the exit to go either continuing on to 50 New York Avenue or Kenilworth, DC 295 South. Again, lanes open, but big delays continue. On the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, your volume beginning before 202, head down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Back to the Wilson Bridge we go before St. Barnabas Road, and then once you get on to 295, it's just the stop and go to the Naval Research Lab. Talk to DDOT. They said just all lanes open, just the volume there. Trying to get into Gainesville, let's go Virginia out of New Baltimore, jammed on 29 northbound, the crash. Right as you come up to Vint Hill Road, watch for police direction. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Any early clouds we see will be clearing out, and we're going to run that temperature up to around 91, mostly sunny skies. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 70. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Warrenton, 68 in Silver Spring, 75 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Media Research Center. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
It's 7:37 on WMAL. Coming up at 8:05 this morning, film critic Christian Toto will join us to look at the life and the times and the cinematic legacy of Gene Wilder, who passed away yesterday at the age of 83. Christian Toto at 8:05. At 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
We're always told by politicians that the family farm is the backbone of America, and that's always sort of been the feeling until recently out there in Fauquier County. We've got a handful of farmers who literally brought pitchforks to a county supervisor's hearing because one of their own, Martha Benetta, over there at Liberty Farms in Paris, Virginia, is racking up a potential $2 million in fines because some of the activities that she did on her farm, which she says are just pretty normal farming activities, well, they weren't done under the proper county permit. Well, to explain this is Martha Benetta. She joins us now. Thanks for joining us, Martha.
Good morning. I love your show. Thank you for having me.
Oh, well, thank you. So what are you doing out there? How do you rack up $2 million in fines from the county?
Well, it shouldn't be this hard to grow and sell tomatoes on Virginia farmland, that's for sure. You know, what happened is that we were threatened with up to $15,000 a day in fines, and the county never retracted the violation notice. And after all this time, it would exceed $2 million in fines if we were to calculate it, you know, up to $15,000 a day.
I see.
Since the violation was issued. And I am still in litigation. But, you know, it's part of the American dream. Farmers are the backbone and heartbeat of our nation. And it's very hard work to be a family farmer. And so much is unpredictable. The weather, end rot, all kinds of different, things that can affect your harvest. And my family purchased Liberty Farm in 2006. We started farming. And agritourism is so critical to the family farmer to be viable on the land, to get the public to come to the farm and have access to locally produced farm goods. So we had pumpkin patches, pumpkin carvings, hay rides. We had a birthday party for eight 10-year-old little girls. We engaged in agritourism because we wanted the public, and we want the public to experience a local, hardworking family farm. So, and the government came in and shut us down.
And I get that. And so, but so I guess is the argument from the county here that as soon as you open up your farm outside of just, you know, raising animals or food for yourself or for sale, when you open it up to the agritourism and you have families and people coming onto your farm, you've now entered into a public accommodation. So you've got to pull certain permits, and also your neighbors are going to say, well, we're going to have all this traffic here. Tourists are coming by, you know, they have a say in that, or do they not?
Well, you know, we're surrounded by thousands and thousands of acres of beautiful Virginia farmland, production agriculture farmland. And so in terms of, and we're on two major roadways where thousands of cars come by a day. What we do is open up the farm to the public, and that's as American as apple pie. And the extent to which the county came after us is what, almost like having a small, like having an amusement park you'd have to go through. Site plans, special exception permits, administrative permits, full-blown hearings.
Wow.
That would cost, you know, $30,000, $40,000 or more.
And all you really wanted to do was have some kids be able to interact with some farm animals, right?
Exactly. And, you know, we had 8 10-year-old little girls in the middle of January in a barn playing with newborn baby lamb. And, you know, when the government comes in and starts to regulate something that's as American as apple pie, that's wholesome, that's good for the community, good for the consumer, too, you know, we have a serious problem in our nation because there's a war on the American farmer, and we should be doing everything we can to save our family farmers and not try and shut them down.
Well, how's this going to end up, do you think?
Well, we're still in litigation, and I'm so proud of the Commonwealth of Virginia because of our efforts and the efforts of thousands upon thousands of Virginians and that crossed party lines. Because, you know, farming and access to locally produced food and a vibrant local food economy is really a nonpartisan issue. We were able to pass legislation to help protect small family farmers, and I'm humbled and honored. The bill is called the Bonetta Bill, and it prevents localities from coming in and over-regulating farmers, and it provides for really untold opportunity by making agritourism an accepted, acknowledged part of farming. And, of course, you know, we are in a right-to-farm commonwealth, like nearly every state in the nation is a right-to-farm state. And so our efforts now allow to not have to farm in fear. So when you wake up in the morning and you start working hard on the farm, you don't have to be scared or live in fear of, oh my goodness, when's the government going to come in and shut me down or impose thousands and thousands and thousands of fines on our family and our ability to grow food for the community.
Our guest is Martha Bonetta. She is a Virginia farmer over there at Liberty Farm in Paris, Virginia. Who do you think's behind this? I mean, you know, you drive through Fauquier County, parts of Fairfax County, Loudoun County, and in Maryland as well, out there in Frederick and Montgomery County. I love driving through the rural roads, and it seems like every farm has a sign out there that says, you know, come on in and check out the alpacas. And that, I mean, everybody does this. Do you think that this is just some nosy neighbors who were angry at you?
Absolutely.
Or do you think it's a...
Without question, we have realtors as neighbors that tried to purchase my mortgage, you know, really did some horrendous things, horrible things. They worked hand in hand with an environmental group to try and force us off our land. And this went on for about 10 years. And the hardship and suffering and burden and really heartbreak that my family experienced because these folks came after us and really wanted us off our land, that shouldn't happen anywhere in America. And, you know, it's my hope and prayer that no family has to suffer the way we did.
And so they sicked the government on you.
Oh,
man.
Well, you know, in this case, they wanted to install 24/7 video cameras to spy on our family and our farm.
Yeah.
They demanded to inspect our closets and photograph our laundry. I mean, horrible things. I mean, you know, what was our crime? Selling organic vegetables and opening up the farm to families and children to experience a hardworking farm. I mean, when you get to that point, we're in serious trouble as a nation, and I'm just very grateful and blessed that, you know, Virginia is leading the way with legislation to help protect family farmers.
Well, if people wanted to support you and your effort and your family farm, you've got a Liberty Farm Festival coming up on September 10th.
Hold on. Martha, have you pulled the permits for this farm festival? Because Brian and I don't want to be unindicted co-conspirators
no, we don't.
Here, all right? Don't drag us into your thing here.
Right. Well, thankfully, Virginia is a right-to-farm state because of the Bonetta bill that was passed, thanks to wonderful legislators in the General Assembly and thousands of Virginians. So, agritourism is an accepted part of farming.
Right. So this Liberty Farm Festival you got coming up on September 10th, it's clean. It's going to be fine, right?
Yeah, yes, absolutely.
And they're going to have a pumpkin chunker.
Yes, we have farm-made pumpkin chuckers, and tons of fun. You pitch the pumpkins, and then the goats and the sheep come, and they eat the pumpkin seeds and the pumpkin meat. And
who needs Netflix when you got that going on in the backyard, right there?
All right,
you chuck a pumpkin, and then a sheep comes and eats it.
You throw it at like 100 yards. That'd be awesome. Yeah.
Can you use the stem as sort of? This is like an Olympics.
No, it's a machine that chunks it out there.
Oh.
We're so excited, and it's going to be tons of fun. It's September 10th, 12 to 6 at Liberty Farm, and the website is www.libertyfarmfestival.com.
Yeah, with a website. Yeah, Martha. Well done.
Make a run to Paris on the 10th.
That's right. You can go to Paris
for Virginia. Yeah. All right. Thank you for that, and good luck. And go to the Farm Festival. She's got to pay off the fine somehow.
All right. It is now time for traffic and weather. 7:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning. Let's go Maryland 95 southbound. The crash south of 100 cleared. We have big delays. And now crash reported in the backup. Southbound 95 as you approach Route 100, so you'll still need time. If you're coming off the Baltimore Beltway, that's where delays begin. And essentially, that's off and on past 100 down toward 32. A long haul this morning. 29 also slow as you try to get in through White Oak and down toward Four Corners. 270 long delays as well out of Frederick down to 109. Clarksburg to the Beltway will take you Virginia. 95 in Aquia, slow. Woodbridge off and on into Newington. In the Mount Vernon area, still watch for police directing you around the crash. Southbound Route 1, Richmond Highway, right as you make your trip past Buckland Road. One lane now gets you by. Northbound lane's open, but a lot to check out. So Mount Vernon area, a little bit of volume. Heading toward Gainesville, north on 29, Virginia, out of New Baltimore, jammed to the crash. Northbound 29 at Bend Hill Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looks like the tropical system will continue to make the impact a little farther to our south. We will work in mostly sunny skies, hit 91 today. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, 91 the high. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it is 75 degrees on WMAL.
We spent a lot of time here questioning the Obama administration's anti-terrorism policy. We often feel as though they have dropped the ball on fighting terrorism here at home as well as overseas. But I've got good news for you, Brian Wilson.
Yeah.
Our Secretary of State, one John Forbes Kerry, while speaking in
Bolt-Beck.
Bangladesh, has now articulated a new idea he's got to quell the rise of terrorism. Are you ready for this?
Yes, I'm ready.
And this is not a joke.
Because this would be a great way. This is great. This would be a great thing if you could quell terrorism.
Right.
Well, you'd have something there.
Yeah.
And so he's got the plan,
this
right?
This is a serious, direct quote that I am reading
for him. Because this is huge.
And by the way, let me just read it. No country is immune from terrorism. It's easy to terrorize. Government and law enforcement have to be correct 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. But if you decide one day you're going to be a terrorist and you're willing to kill yourself, you can go out and kill some people. By the way, if I have to hear government officials one more time say, we have to be right 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. Yeah, okay, we understand that. Okay, we get it. Terrorism is a problem. Don't articulate the problem. Articulate how you're going to fix it. Well, anyway, so back to John Kerry. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Perhaps the media would do us all a service if they didn't cover it quite as much. Then people wouldn't know what's going on. I just want to let that sit there for a minute.
But that just stunned me to silence. I had nothing to say.
John Kerry,
he believes that
Secretary of State,
that terrorism, if we just ignored it, then that would solve the problem.
Yes.
That people, if people didn't know there was terrorism,
then
the terrorists would have no power.
Now, maybe let's give him the biggest benefit of the doubt. Maybe what he's saying is that these guys are looking for attention for themselves and their cause, and by killing people, they get that attention, and that feeds the beast.
But his answer is for the public to be ignorant.
Yes.
Perhaps the media would do us all a service if they didn't cover it quite as much.
Has John Kerry heard of the First Amendment and the press's responsibility to keep the public aware of what's going on in the world around them?
The Obama administration's solution to terrorism is let's just pretend it's not there.
Pretend it doesn't exist.
That's
well,
that's,
there you go.
Explains a lot.
Yeah.
Four more years.
Yeah.
It's 7:49.
Attention, homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Larry O'Connor here to talk about health care. No, no, not the political aspects of health care. God knows we've got plenty to talk about there. I'm talking more about, well, really, what's the most important. That's the personal aspect of health care, the relationship you have with your doctor. I met with the team at Principal Medical Group, and I'm so impressed with how they put their patients' priorities first. Whether it's setting appointments that fit their patient's schedule, not the doctor's schedule, or offering 24/7 direct access to Dr. Jones, you're going to feel the difference when you're a patient at Principal Medical Group. Imagine not being rushed through appointments or waiting weeks to be seen. Dr. Jones and the Teva Principal Medical Group offer the timely quality care that you deserve and ensure that your diagnosis is thorough and complete. Why don't you schedule a free consultation with Dr. Jones by visiting principalmedicalgroup.com. You'll get to know the doctor. You'll get to see their operation. You'll understand what I'm talking about. principalmedicalgroup.com. The landscape of healthcare is changing, but the principles of good care shouldn't. Principal Medical Group, located in McLean, principalmedicalgroup.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
Here's Dave Snell for the stand-up guys from Snell Heating and Air.
When we hit those 100-degree... Let me say that again. When, not if, but when we hit those scorching 100-degree days this summer, you'll see the real value of the air conditioner tune-up you scheduled with my stand-up guys way back when. I can assure you that when that first triple-digit day of the year arrives, air conditioners are going to be dropping like flies. We see it every year. And the owners of those air conditioners are suffering and scrambling. But not you, because you booked an air conditioner tune-up from Snell before it got hot. Hi, I'm Dave Snell. For years, I've been telling you about all the good reasons to get your air conditioner regular tune-ups. And for years, Snell Heating and Air, home of the stand-up guys, we're famous for being the company that helps you prolong the life of your air conditioner and get you lower energy bills.
703-450-6300. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
It is now time to check in and see how your money's doing. From the news desk at CNBC, here is Morgan Brennan.
Hi, so stocks are poised to open flat today. That's thanks in large part to Apple. Europe wants Apple to pay $14 billion in back taxes after Europe found Apple got illegal tax breaks in Ireland. With the Irish incentives, Apple paid roughly $50 for every $1 million it made. Mondelez offered to pay $23 billion to buy Hershey, which said no twice. So the Oreo cookie maker is walking away, leaving Hershey with no offers and a melting stock today. Shoe seller DSW reports that sales fell despite more markdowns, which hurt profits. DSW, like so many others, has been hurt by fewer shoppers coming into malls. Virginia health officials have traced 40 cases of hepatitis A to frozen strawberries used in tropical smoothie cafes in the state. The smoothie chain has locations all across the country, and the berries came from Egypt. And graduate students who assist in teaching at Yale want to unionize. Last week, the National Labor Relations Board ruled university employees like these do have the right to organize. I'm Morgan Brennan, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
And this idea makes good business sense, too. It's renting your home or your investment property. It's a great option if you live in the Washington area. I'm talking about you in Maryland, Virginia there, and, of course, in the district. There's such a high demand for rentals in this region because it's so transient. So if there's a high demand for rentals and you're sitting on a property that could be rented, that means you are on the right side of supply and demand. Renting your home is a great option. It makes your home a cash register, rings every month, provides you with great cash flow. The only problem is the hassle, the finding the tenant, the paperwork, collecting rent, getting 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets. That's where Renter's Warehouse comes in. Renter's Warehouse. They'll find you those quality tenants for top dollars. It only takes them on average about 17 days, and they'll handle all of the other hassles for just $80 a month, flat fee. Find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis. Call them right now, Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estates.
It is 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Brian, we talked about this yesterday. Everybody back at work, back at school, and we have a lot of delays. Let's go Maryland first. Great Seneca Highway at 28 Key West Avenue. New crash. This one involves an overturn, and I'm already seeing delays on Key West Avenue really starting to stack up west of 270 as you head in the westbound direction. Had the overturned in on 50 Maryland as you head down to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. That's been cleared, but 50 still trying to recover inside the Beltway with the big tie-ups. Baltimore-Washington Parkway also slows right near 410 off and on to New York and Kenilworth Avenue. Wilson Bridge backups near Route 5. So before you get to St. Barnabas Road, keep alert for those delays. And in Virginia, trying to get toward Gainesville, northbound 29 crash near Vint Hill Road. Watch for police through there. Traffic update brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Looking at mostly sunny skies on the way. A few early clouds. That'll be about it. We'll hit 91. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy, low 72 degrees. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 7:57.
Depression is treatable. At Greenbrook TMS NeuroHealth Centers, we understand that often medication and talk therapy just aren't enough. With TMS therapy and FDA-cleared, non-invasive, non-sedating outpatient treatment, there is hope. Accepting most insurances, now including TRICARE and Cigna Healthcare. Treat your depression now. For your free consultation, visit HopeTMS.com. That's HopeTMS.com. Dr. Will Sauvay for Greenbrook TMS Neuro Health Centers.
TMS therapy stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a treatment that's been FDA indicated for the treatment of depression since 2008. Now with TMS therapy, it is incredible and pretty amazing for me to be able to watch someone get well from depression, see their life change, and see them being able to live their life the way that they always wanted.
To see how TMS therapy can change your life, visit HopeTMS.com.
Hey, Larry O'Connor here, and my friends and realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams are just killing it and getting their sellers top dollar for their homes. They just sold John and Annette's home in just 26 days. And you know what's really amazing is their home was previously on the market with some other realtor for over 6 months and it didn't sell. Then in comes Sarah and Debbie. They got their home sold fast. The realtor you hire matters. Selecting the wrong agent can cost you thousands. Debbie and Sarah's proven system produces results, and it's getting homes sold fast and for top dollar. They'll even show you a list of actual buyers who are ready to buy a home matching your home's criteria right now. Call the Reynolds team, 844-344-SOLD, 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyer.com.
buyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com and start packing. I mean, start packing today.
One night, nine locations. It's going to be fun and lots of great information. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If you're wondering how to handle your investments during these tumultuous times, come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my best-selling book. You'll discover the investment goal you should have, the two obstacles you'll face, the seven ways investors fail, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of my book, Rescue Your Money. This is your only chance to see this seminar this year. One night, nine locations. Tuesday, September 13th at 7 p.m. Come see it in Bethesda, Gaithersburg, and Silver Spring. Alexandria, Arlington, Fairfax, Leesburg, Springfield, and Tyson's Corner. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Coming up on WMAL.
Larry Kudlow of CNBC will be our guest. We'll talk to him about the Trump campaign.
We'll also talk about the life and the film legacy of Gene Wilder, who passed from the scene yesterday, with Christian Toto. Well,